وقضى ربك ألا تعبدوا إلا إياه وبالوالدين إحسانا.
Your Lord has decreed that you shall not worship anyone except Him, and He has enjoined kindness to parents.
For humanity,
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Salam alaikum wa rahmatullah. This is Hossein Latifi and you're listening to your program For Humanity from IRIB English Radio. In this program, we talk about the Quranic teachings and Islamic concepts about human beings and the humanity at large. And throughout the previous episodes, we talked about different verses of the Holy Quran that were addressing the dual nature of the human being, the soul and the body, and different faculties and dimensions of the soul. We ended up discussing about the human reason, about the desires that are there in the human soul, and the result of the existence of such a diverse and different forms of conflicting desires and the intellect in the human soul. And we said that situation is called the choice that a person, a human being, is left with different options, and he is taken by different desires into different decisions. And we said this is unique to human beings. Why? Because for other beings, like angels, they have freedom of the choice, but the fact is that they don't have choices based on desires or base desires or animalistic desires. The only options that they have are based on intellect and reason. And for animals, it's the opposite. They have the desires, they have the instincts, but they don't have the reason. As much as we have it in the human being, deliberation and pondering upon different. No, for them, the deal is much simpler, and they just follow the desires that they have that are basic desires of animals. But human beings are capable of going against their own desires in order to facilitate further and more complicated situations or more lasting pleasures. So we talked about the freedom of the choice and free will, and we said according to the verses of the Holy Quran, different verses of the Holy Quran prove and somehow presuppose the freedom, because for moral accountability, for legal accountability, we need this freedom to be there, and Quran presupposes that. And the verses of the Holy Quran that talk about the state of the people on the Day of Judgment, it shows that they will confess and admit that they had freedom, and it was their own fault that they did not follow what they saw fit in their life in this dunya, and they followed their own desires. And we said there are different forms of the belief of predestination or determinism. We said throughout the history of Islam, almost like other ideologies and the histories of other religions, we had some deviations, we had some schools that they had different opinions about the determinism and the free will. And we said there are different origins for this. For example, there are sociological explanation of why we have sometimes in certain stages of the Islamic history, we have predominance of the belief in determinism, al-jabr. Why? Because the ruler, the ruling class at that time, they realized that they can control masses by infusing such belief that if we have dominance, if we are powerful, it was because of the will of God. And now in this session, and inshallah after the break, we're going to discuss about some of the origins of the opposite of determinism, the Tafwid camp. So we're having a break and we come back to continue our discussion.
Dear listeners, you are listening to the Voice of the Islamic Republic of Iran. You can send us your emails, comments, and questions at englishradio@irib.ir.
Welcome back. This is Hossein Latifi, and you're listening to your program for Humanity from IRIB English Radio. So as we said in the first segment of the episode, in the Islamic history, we have people who are pro-Jabr, determinism, and they understand some of the verses of the Holy Quran in a mistaken way. We have explained why those understandings are mistaken. But at the end of the day, they have their belief. They believe that everything has been predestined by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And it means that we don't have responsibility over our actions. We explained a little bit about such behavior and such belief. On the other hand, we have some people who believe in tafwid. Tafwid means that everything has been left to creation itself. And the idea that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has created the world, but He is not sustaining it in a way that He intervenes in creation. Even the word intervene shows that without the intervention of God, creation could go by itself. And intervention is something additional. So for them, the situation is like this, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, as the one verse of the Holy Quran refers to the origin of that belief, it says, وَقَالَتَ الْيَهُودِ يَدُ اللَّهِ مَغْلُولَ. It was the Jews who said that the hands of God are tied up. قُلَّتْ أَيْدِيهِمْ. Let their hands be tied up. وَلُعِنُوا بِمَا قَالُوا. And let them be cursed, those who said such a thing. بَلْ يَدَاهُ مَبْسُطَتَانِ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's hands are wide open, and He is doing stuff in creation, and He will control His creation. Not only He is the Khaliq, the creator, but also He's the sustainer, and He's the Lord, and He is the nurturer, the Rabb. Al-Rububiyya, al-Tawhid al-Rububi, the belief in one God, in the nurturing of the creation, is one important aspect of Islamic theology. So this is a kind of response to those people who thought that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala does not have any plan for the creation, does not have any say, does not have any control over creation. It's like a watch that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has set to work, and it works perpetually by itself. And then the result, one result of such perspective is that if you pray, there's no hope for that prayer to be accepted. And even if it's accepted, there's no hope that any real change takes place on earth, because everything is set beforehand. There's predestination everywhere. And, well, this was wrong. This is a belief that, as Quran puts it, the belief in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's hands being tied up. So that's why we have a Tawheed al-Af'ali, that everything that takes place in the creation is attributed to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But again, this Tawheed al-Af'ali, if a person misunderstands it, it sounds like predestination. It sounds like determinism, full determinism. And it is in the face of this fierce dualism and dichotomy that the Shia school of thought presented the idea of al-amr bayn al-amrayn. It is not full determinism and full predestination. It is not full tafwid, that everything happens by an automatic setting, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala does not have any control over the course of the history. No, these two extreme sides are mistaken, but there is a middle path. And inshallah, we discuss this middle path, and we try to find verses of the Holy Quran addressing this middle path in the next episode. Thank you very much for listening. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Allahumma salli wa sallim ala rasuli wa ali nabiyil azim.